Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your midday brief for Friday, May 19th. I'm Charlotte Gartenberg for the Wall Street Journal. Regulators have demanded a recall of 67 million airbag inflators, warning that they could explode during a crash and spray the car's interior with metal shrapnel. These airbag inflators are found in at least 50 different vehicle models spanning 15 automotive brands, including Chevrolet, Ford, VW, and Hyundai. That's according to records filed as part of a federal safety defect investigation. The Wall Street Journal identified at least 6.8 million vehicles that carmakers have said were built with the potentially dangerous airbag part. The total number of vehicles is expected to be much larger. Leaders of the Group of Seven industrialized nations plan to take steps tomorrow to counter China's economic clout across the globe and promote a transition to clean energy. According to a senior Biden administration official, the leaders will emphasize plans to, quote, de-risk, not decouple from China, while also showing a united front on China's human rights record and its non-market policies and practices. Both the U.S. and its allies have been seeking to pressure China over its increasing use of what its critics call economic coercion to show displeasure with other countries. And Morgan Stanley's chief executive is stepping down in the next 12 months. James Gorman announced he'll be ending a 13-year run, during which he overhauled the Wall Street Bank to make it less sensitive to the ebbs and flows of financial markets. Speaking at an annual shareholder meeting today, Gorman said he expects a new CEO to be chosen within the next year. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the Wall Street Journal's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.